This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
When you played in Wu-Tang, that to me was one of my favorite shows ever done. The reason it was is because I never got to see Godbody on TV, mm-hmm. right? And a whole show, so you might see a spurt of it. Somebody might say it in a vocabulary, but you never got to really see it play out, right? And a lot of people consider that to be some of hip hop's founding golden years, you feel me? Where it was about the culture giving direction, right? And now it's no longer about direction, it's about money. But I want to know how different it was between your spiritual beliefs, who you are as a person, versus the character that you had to play. And how did that change you? Like, I imagine that every character you play leaves some sort of lasting impact on you, mm-hmm. to where if you play a character that has better attributes than you in real life, mm-hmm. why would you want to disconnect from those attributes when you're done playing that character? Mm-hmm. So it's almost allowing you to develop new habits and decide mm-hmm. which ones you want to let go and which ones are actually now a part of your character.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting understanding you have there. I don't really like to act, like go into character. It's like I like to find that person within myself. So I'm just, you know, I'm reading lines. Like I get to not have to worry about what I'm saying mm-hmm. next, but I understand the energy and the spirit of what it is that I'm supposed to convey. So, of course, the RZA, you know, with his blessing, Brother Raekwon's blessing, we were able to make it happen, because I'm not quite as there's a little bit of that energy within me, but I don't embrace it as much because I wasn't as familiar with it growing up. You know, I was in all boys military school for a while, the young Marines, so it was a lot of discipline surrounding my spirit before I became a creative person, or before I had that understanding of self, that knowledge of self. As far as my spiritual beliefs, I feel like I started this journey of traveling my own interior probably around 2019, 2020. Mm-hmm. I started reading a few different books. I was raised by Christians, Muslims, and Rastafarians.
Sounds like a combination.
Yeah. My mother is a Christian and my father's a Rastafarian. And then everything else kind of just, everyone surrounding us just kind of, it's a mixing pot. So there was always texture in spiritual or religious conversations during family moments, you know, or, you know, being around my dad or whatnot. So I never really, with the person I'm meeting as I go through life every day, I never really had a specific, I'm raised as a Christian, but I always had texture to it. You know, I didn't quite, there's certain things that I found myself questioning, and it wasn't necessarily scripture. It was just based on, like, you know, how I'm receiving it, maybe. It just, certain things just never really
click for you.
Yeah. So as I started to explore, I actually got this opportunity from OG. And that's, I mean, I feel, since then, I've been surrounded by Muslim brothers somehow, like, yeah. Spiritually, it's like, you know, so as far, I'm a lot more spiritual than religious. As I meet different people, different walks of life, everybody has like a similar, every religion seems to have some sort of through line. I think confidence in yourself is of utmost importance, what you're capable of doing. Do unto others as you want done unto you. You throw it out there, it's going to come back, you know? So that faith and that move as and expect energy is kind of what I just move on. So as I learn from different people or in different moments of my life, I accept what feels true. As I read things in different books and hear things, I accept what feels true and I embody what it is that God is expressing through this vessel, you know, whatever I'm supposed to be walking and reflecting for the next God, you know, is what I'm doing. I just kind of leave it up to the essence of life, you know, I just participate.
Do you feel like you have to be, like, at one point in time where you felt like you had to be more careful with your private persona and your public persona, right? Like, as far as, I can't say this, I can't do this, right? Does it start to feel like it's a box sometimes?
Yeah, you know, the thing about being an actor or the type of actor I am, it kind of becomes, I actually have 3 therapy sessions a week, you know, to understand different, because it feels like, what choice do I want to make, you know? Because it really can, like, this person I am now, like you said, I could play Raekwon. Yo, son, who the, you know what I mean? The whole energy could change. And I have to be responsible with that. Like, there's people that see Spider-Man now, you know? There's people that still see Dope or Shaolin. Like, they expect me to be dancing. Some people know me from when I was a young, like, you know, Incredible Crew, YouTube days, you know, dancer in Atlanta. Like, you know, it's kind of, there is texture to it. So wearing that mask, you know, I don't really necessarily feel that I'm wearing. I feel that I try to be as naked as possible. You know, I try to, like, so it comes off shy because I'm not trying to offend per se, because I'll take up space when I need, when it's time, like, I'll take up space as I'm supposed to, you know, but I also am conscious of, like, how my bro, yesterday he was like, yo, you know, you're just being yourself, but it causes some people to act weird, you know, and it's not that they're not confident in themselves.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Elves or whatever, but you could be, you and who you are could make someone just look at themselves, not question themselves or whatever. But, and as I thought about that, because in all transparency, like, it happens to me naturally, you know, I get inspired and I like want to be better or whatever. I try not to be weird in situations as much as I can, but as I learn and grow, you know, I adapt and I embrace. And so that's that kind of is like being myself, but also being conscious of how I rub others so I can navigate strategically to accomplish the mission. If I don't have to have casualties, then I won't. Yeah. You know what I mean? But if.
So thinking with more empathy, I'm gonna be honest. I understand exactly what you mean. And I understand exactly what that is to make other people feel insecure about their light, right? Especially in comparison to yours. But to have to be the constant keeping up of the account of being responsible for how other people feel is too much. You feel me? It's like you just got to reconcile with your feelings at the end of the day. But as you said, you got to navigate throughout the world. So the goal ain't to create unnecessary enemies because you shine it. You feel me? So it's that whole thing when you're dealing in a world where people don't know themselves and you walking around like you know who you are 100% and there's no question mark to it. People feel insecure because they like, nah, they want to be the one to tell you you're great versus you telling it to yourself, right? And so I can understand that aspect, but then it's like you don't want to reserve so much of yourself to where it becomes draining to you to hold yourself back. Right. And then you go look back in certain circumstances and be like, man, I actually would have probably said it like this, or I probably would have took up more space or didn't like that.
There's a bunch of situations like that.
Because then you regret certain things. And it's like you just regret not being yourself, basically. So it's a way where you can reconcile with that whole ability of I'm going to be me 100%. I'm definitely going to take up space, but I'm going to do it in a way where it serves others.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like you want me to come in a room and be the most loud, the most energetic that I naturally am to the tune of what I am, right? Because that's going to allow me to serve you all best. You're going to have the best experience around me. You're going to get the best energy from me. You're going to get the best knowledge from me, right? Mm-hmm. But if I feel like you're not coming with that confidence, now you make me feel, you got me thinking about, man, if I turn up, bro, go want to be my enemy later on because jealousy and envy start to pop in. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But, you know, I naturally had that my whole life, but I got a lot of brothers. Mm-hmm. So I was able to reflect on each of my brothers and the relationship I have with them. I got an older brother and I got younger brothers, right? So, and of course, the first situation you find that out in was with women, right? I used to think, man, all the women in the world just wanted me. And then I figured out my brothers get them too. And I had to share. And what it did is it had me to reconcile between the differences of jealousy and envy.
Yeah.
And, you know, envy is, or jealousy is when you want what somebody else has and you don't want them to have it. And envy is you want what somebody else has, right? You're envious of it. And so I had to learn when that spirit of envious or jealousy popped up in me to identify that, to cut it down each and every time so that I can deal with my brothers from a pure place, right? And so for me, as long as I'm operating from that pure place, I'm going to be myself. And sometimes you need to have that insecurity so you can go home and reconcile with your energy of jealousy and, and envy. Because if I tiptoe around that, then you never go fix it.
Yeah,
you feel me? So
It's that kind of psychology that I keep.
You have the A, you have the I. You know, I'm a futurist, so I like talking about the future.
The future is something that's going to occur instead of something that is already here.
There's always paradigm shifts that happen. And if you don't notice it, then you're just being, you're affected by it. And you're unconscious of the shift when things change.
So when you're talking about AI and automation of jobs and where everything will be, the most important valuable skills are the ones that computers, AI machines, all those things that they can't do. A robot can't be creative. A robot doesn't have imagination. A robot can't compute compassion. A robot can't be empathetic. A robot can't import value.
First you get the data. The data creates the algorithms. The algorithm create the apps. So imagine them being able to control or make the whole entire black diaspora mad with a push of a button. Imagine if they can control the way that we vote, the way that we spend money, the way that we treat each other with algorithms and data science. They can control what you eat, what you see. They can curate experiences. So when you go online, you see certain things from when you open your phone up to when you close it because they have data on it. They can make us think things about each other that may not be true. And that's just going into the age of AI.
But I'm just interested to see, you know, how you are currently using artificial intelligence.
For me, education is the most important because when I look across the spectrum of how all people build their wealth, it's based on what they know.
So now we're going to a point where the singularity for human beings is when we created AI.
I always believe we should be updated on the technology and to be able to utilize it to be the most effective. Right, there's something being built all the time.
Now we are in the prompt engineering phase.
They created this program called Midjourney.
Everybody knows about ChatGPT. Claude.ai.
People gotta really focus on what your talents now. Right? The work hard, build a skill so that you can have a certain level of leverage in the marketplace is no longer the route.
Every single day when we spend time on things that does not give us an investment back, a return on our knowledge, a return on our time and our power, we're giving up the most valuable thing we have for what? This is something that everybody here needs to be putting 10,000 hours in. My formula for AI is AI plus NI equals EI, and that's natural intelligence plus artificial intelligence equals enhanced intelligence. But it works better if you're already smart.
About being a futurist now is you used to predict the future. Now,
you just report on the present.
Because the future is here.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is
High Level Conversation.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.